Born a free man in Senegal in 1744. Captured at 16 in a tribal war. Down the Gambia River he was taken in chains. And the man they called Popine never saw his home again. And the man they called Popine never saw his home again. James Fort, they sold him into slavery to the Royal African Company. And he was thrown into the hold of a ship bound away, far over the ocean to Charleston Bay, far over the Charleston Bay, sold to a soldier of the British Crown. When the Revolutionary War came, Popine found that he fought for the Redcoats, and he fought so brave for the same king whose men first had made him a slave. For the same king whose men first had made him a slave. And in his dreams he still lives by the Gambia shore, not the frozen gray grand by his cabin door. Though they said he was free, still his heart stayed in chains. May his soul roll home down that river again. With other slaves he fought with Butler at Niagara Falls. When the war was over, Haldeman said he would free them all. So Popine pressed him for passage home to Africa, but he was granted land in Upper Canada. He was granted land in Upper Canada. And in the War of 1812 he took up arms once again with Captain Runchie's company of colored men. For their service at Lundy's Lane and Queenston Heights, from this cold country Popine thought they'd earned their flight. From this cold country Popine thought they'd earned their flight. But to the unbroken wilderness now they were sent, to make a new start with a black settlement. Though he tried till he died, still he never could feel at home in those lonely northern woods. Feel at home in those lonely northern woods. And in his dreams he still lives by the Gambia shore, not the frozen gray grand by his cabin door. Though they said he was free, still his heart stayed in chains. May his soul roam down that river again. May his soul roam down that river again.